Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the King Yah Podcast. As you may have guessed, I am your host, King Yah, a father, activist, and professional speaker. On this podcast, we discuss relationships, criminal justice, news and politics, black history, culture, and domestic violence awareness. If this is your first time being here, I want to say thank you and encourage you to keep listening. Each week, you can expect to hear thought-provoking interviews, as well as personal and relationship tips that will help enhance your life. You will have access to resourceful downloads that you can implement daily to become more productive. Thank you for spending some time with me today. The purpose of this podcast is because everyday people inspire me through their stories of trial and error in life. Now let's jump into your favorite podcast. What better way to share our stories?
All right, everybody. Peace, love, eternal happiness. This is King Yah, and we have a very special guest joining us today as well on our show. Today, we're going to talk about World Health Day. World Health Day. And the callers that are on the line now, go ahead and mute your lines, mute your phone lines. We're getting some feedback. So today is World Health Day. We're going to discuss it with Ms. Kim. That's right, Ms. Kim, K-E-M, from the Love Lab podcast. So again, joining us today is Ms. Kim from the Love Lab podcast. We're going to talk about World Health Day. We're going to give you guys the information on World Health Day, what that means, the definition of World Health Day, and how you may apply that to your own life. World Health Day. This is the month of April, and we have quite a few things going on. The month of April, we have already had Equal Pay Day that happened. Well, that was actually March 31st. So for the month of April, we have had April Fool's Day. I'm not a fan. We have had National Walking Day, also on April 1st. On April 2nd, we had World Autism Awareness Day. On April 3rd, we had Find a Rainbow Day. On April 4th, we had Hug a News Person Day. Hug a News Person Day. And on August 7th, which is today, we have World Health Day. So we're going to talk a little bit about those days. And since our next show won't air until Friday, give you guys some information. We're going to be covering Encourage a Young Writer Day. Encourage a Young Writer Day and National Siblings Day, followed by National Pet Day. We're going to cover that on Friday's podcast. And Human Space Flight Day. And then, as you know, Easter Sunday is also on the 12th, and Easter Monday, which brings us to our next podcast, National Tax Day, Wednesday, April 15th, National Tax Day. So we are going to talk a little bit about April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. What is April Fool's Day, and do people still celebrate April Fool's Day? After we discuss that, we're going to talk about National Walking Day. What is National Walking Day? And how many people are actively participating in these hashtag days, in these days that are on our calendar for this year? Of course, we know with the quarantine going on in various states and around the world, you know, a lot of people are not really doing a lot of these activities, at least not in large groups. So that creates some challenges for folk as well. But with no further ado, we are going to bring on our friend and co-host, Miss Kim from the Love Lab Podcast. Hey, Miss Kim, how you doing?
Hello. Hello, everybody. I'm good.
It's good to have you part of the team.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you. Appreciate you so much. Definitely. So you've heard the conversation. We're talking about April Fool's Day, National Walking Day. What is April Fool's Day and National Walking Day? That is the question that we're asking our listeners. But Kim, before we answer that question, before we look up the definition of those days, right, tell us a little bit about your show and what you talk about, what you do on your show. Let's talk a little bit about that because we're going to get off into some of that on this show.
Okay. Well, the Love Lab was created to talk about relationships, marriage, divorce. It's about healing, and we talk about these topics in detail and kind of just talk about how you can heal from divorce, how you're dealing with marriage, relationships that you are in involved in. And we go through each topic. Well, we pick a topic. Last week, we actually talked about COVID, and we had an acronym. I had an acronym for COVID, which stood for, are you connecting or are you vibing in dating? And that was an acronym for COVID. Are you connecting with someone? Are you truly connecting with them? Or are you just, is it just a vibe? Because we know vibes can be temporary, but a connection is something solid. So we kind of dived into that topic and talked about some things related to connecting. So it was really good. It was a really good topic. But overall, my Love Lab podcast just talks about the topics that a lot of people don't want to talk about and kind of stay away from. You know, a lot of people don't talk about divorce after it happened, but really talking about those deep topics related to divorce and why, you know, divorces are so current, you know, what is going on in the world and why so many people divorcing after they committed themselves to each other. So we have some really good topics. You guys can tune in. I do a topic probably once or twice a month. And I call it the Love Lab because we are dissecting topics. And so it's kind of related to science and love. And so it's called the Love Lab. I have t-shirts available and everything. So definitely worth tuning in.
And we certainly want to see some of those t-shirts as well. And you could tell our listeners at the end of the show where they can go and obtain those t-shirts and apparel and everything else that you have along with your show. So we certainly appreciate that. So, Ms. Kim, April Fool's Day, are you into that? Do people still celebrate that?
I think people do. Not this year because there was clearly nothing funny about what's going on this year. So
okay.
I think a lot of people did not celebrate that this year. But there was some things floating around that people still did. But basically it's practical jokes and hoaxes and, you know, people being funny and making up stories. A lot of people pretend they're pregnant on that day with somebody that they're been talking to, you know. But still done. It's still used worldwide.
And I don't know about worldwide. I think definitely in the U.S., and again, it's a day to legalize a lie. I mean, you know, it's to glorify a lie, I should say, not legalize, but to glorify a lie. Like, it's okay to lie. You know, this is your one day to lie. Like, no. I had a friend. She told me that on April Fool's Day, her homeboy, her friend, contacted her. Said that he had caught a flat tire and that, you know, he ran out of gas and a whole bunch of other stuff. And, you know, he didn't properly prepare for this quarantine. And so she's like, where you at? And so he gives her the location where he was. She get there and like, where you at? He's like, I'm at home. April Fool's. So she takes care of her 75-year-old mother, right? Her 75-year-old mom. And she's heavy into the quarantine. She will quarantine before she leaves the house every day as if she has it. She quarantines when she comes back. So she got up, quarantined herself, right? Went outside to go to some unknown location, wherever he told her to go to. She get there like, hey, okay, where you at? I'm here. He like, where you at? Told me to be at. She like, where you at? He like, I'm at home, April Fool's. Oh, he was called every name in the book. And she say she gave him the whole dictionary and the Bible. So, you know, it's not cool. This is not the time to be playing these games. I call it dope fiend games. Let's not be playing these dope fiend games out here, because this is not a time to be playing around. So,
actually, the April Fool's historically was basically dates back to 1582. And so it definitely has been around for a long, long time. And people have been doing these pranks forever. It also was tied to vernal equinox, or the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. So that's just a little bit of history.
Okay. Okay. All right. So did you have something to say about it?
Go ahead.
All right. So we're good on that. National Walking Day. Okay. They made National Walking Day an actual day. That is interesting. I mean, people walk every single day. It's how, and then it's National Walking Day. So these calendars were put together, obviously, you know, at the beginning of the year or the end of last year or what have you. And a lot of these days that they came up with, they already knew that we were not going to be able to participate in a lot of these days, especially with this so-called pandemic that's going on. It's been in the States since December 25th of last year. So for them to just kind of come out in March and April, I'm like, well, it's here. This is what we're going to do. Y'all knew it was here all along. So anyway, National Walking Day. How are you supposed to participate in National Walking Day if we're on quarantine? So just trying to figure that out.
Well, you know, we can go outside and walk. We can do our steps if we have the watch that documents our steps. And so essentially you can get up and do a walk on this day. It's basically a day to where everybody needs to be exercising, focusing in on their exercises and walking. And because I guess nobody knew that how many steps it took to actually stay healthy. And so that's kind of how this day was created, of being the healthiest version of yourself, walking for like 30 to 60 minutes. But it can drastically improve your health and prevent a lot of ailments and a lot of diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. So that is why they created this day. Now, why is just one day? You know, I don't know. But I think it's just kind of encouraging you to get out there and put your shoes on and get to walking, because it actually drastically helps your heart stay healthy. So
a healthy heart is definitely important. And as you stated, National Walking Day should be every single day, because every day people are doing what? They are walking. Or jogging, or they wheeling it, or they in a wheelchair. They doing something that's, you know, that's productive and circulating, you know, that blood flow, or they should be. And especially with the quarantine going on right now, I strongly suggest do some light cardio for those that are not able to do high impact exercises. Definitely want to get some light cardio in. And in addition to that, if you are not affected by the, you know, you don't have any health issues and whatnot, and you want to do something more high impact, I always suggest cardio. You know, some people don't have a treadmill. Well, use a jump rope. If you're on the phone lines, go ahead and mute your lines at this point. Mute your lines. We're getting some feedback. So, again, I would strongly suggest that if you are, you know, if you have any health issues, do some low-impact stuff, low-impact exercises. You know, you might want to contact your physician prior to starting any a new exercise routine. However, there are certain exercises that you can do that will alleviate some of that stress and tension that's in your body. Things such as simple stretching. You can do simple stretches. And you could do leg lifts. You can do sit-ups. Some of you may be able to do some sit-ups or some push-ups or, you know, just do what you can. Do what your body allows you to do. Meditate, you know, pray. This is definitely a time where people need to be meditating and praying and coming together and checking on their neighbors as well as their family members and showing that love and appreciation for everyone. Sister Kim, any additional comments?
Yeah,
you wanna...
just staying healthy, staying on the move is the goal. A lot of people are sitting down watching TV this time, you know, so making sure you're getting up, moving your body, even if it's in your living room. There's plenty of exercises online that you can tap into and do things at home. Like you said, you can have water. You can, you know, make your water jugs weight if you don't have any weights. You can do plenty of things. So everybody should be moving and staying healthy, drinking water, and getting out of the house for even if it's for just a little bit and trying to get your steps in. 10,000 steps per day is what is recommended by the American Health Association. So there you have it.
Well, and that's good that you mentioned that. So if they're saying 10,000 steps a day, then obviously you need to be doing more than that, okay? So if they are promoting 10,000 steps a day, then you should probably be doing like, what, 15, 20,000 steps a day, you know, and support this World Health Day. So that's the thing. And then those that are not able to physically go out and do that, you can do it in your homes. You can walk in your homes. You can pace yourself. You can stand in one place and get your steps in. Or, you know, now's a good time to do some what? Spring cleaning. So you're going to lose those calories. You're going to vacuum. You're going to be scrubbing walls and scrubbing floors and sanitizing and Lysol. Well, I don't know about Lysol, but, doing what you need to be doing to get your house together and sanitizing your house and your quarters and cooking. I hate to say it, but women and men that don't know how to cook before this quarantine, you're going to learn. They're going to learn you how to cook. Because you got to survive. You're going to have to survive and prepare food and, you know, meals for your household at this point because, you know, again, you're in quarantine. So everything you buy, pretty much you got to cook because most of the dry foods in the stores are practically gone. So, so everybody's going to have to go ahead and get that in, you know. So, yeah, National Walking Day. Okay, what else we got? We got World Autism Awareness Day. World Autism Awareness Day. All right. So before we go there, what does it say about the National Walking Day? When did that come into play? Let's share that with our listeners.
National Walking Day, actually, they launched it in 2007 to promote healthy living.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So National Walking Day was it was founded in 2007. What month? April, I guess.
Yeah.
So April 2007, mm-hmm. National Walking Day to promote healthy living. Okay. So for the sake of time, World Autism Awareness Day. So if you are struggling or you have autism, want to say that, you know, you are very talented. Most people with autism are very, very talented. There was a time where they said that there was a spectrum. People had a autism spectrum. And what that meant was, well, you might be going all your life and not even know that you have autism. And autism could have been, and in most cases, were misdiagnosed or overlooked. Like a person like, you know, you or me, you know, we might have a spectrum of autism is what they were saying. You know, you might have hypertension or you might have, you know, you're very hyper or active, and that could be construed as having autism. It's not always, you know, where the person can't talk or the person makes noises. They said that there was a spectrum. Now, I think they've changed that. I'm not 100% sure. So let's go to Kim for that. What do you have?
They do. It's still a spectrum. I am a social worker, so I have some kids that I have been on my caseload that have that are on the spectrum. And so higher up on the spectrum, you see the kids that do not speak. There's some kids that are lower on the spectrum. They function normally. They may have, like you said, some signs that point to the autism spectrum, but for the most part, they can interact with kids and they can talk. So there definitely still is a spectrum, and a lot of people are on that spectrum and do not know. So you are absolutely correct. There are some people who don't know, but April is Autism Awareness, and they have so many support groups. If you have a child that you believe is on the spectrum, you know, you get them diagnosed at the doctor, and the doctor tells you exactly where that child is on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. But it's the leading grassroots. There's an organization that deals with the autism as well. So there's so much support out there for everyone.
So for our listeners, if you could, could you give our listeners those resources in a few moments? Because we want to be able to provide our listeners with those resources for World Autism Awareness Day, because they may need some help. It might be families that are listening to our show right now all over the world, and they say, what is autism? Do I have it as an adult, or does my child have it, or can we both have it? What is autism? So let's go with the definition of autism, and then also let's give them resources for autism.
Well, autism is a developmental disorder characterized by difficulty in social interaction and communication by restrictive repeated patterns and thoughts of behavior. So you might see some kids that are autistic, they have a sensitivity to sound, or they have a sensitivity to light, and they like repeating patterns. Like I have a friend, her son is autistic, and he likes toothbrushes. So when I tell you this boy, when he was younger, collected toothbrushes, and it was just his thing. It would keep him calm. They like the same thing over and over. When they do like something, they kind of, you know, that's kind of what they cling to, almost like a kid that likes a certain bear or has to sleep with a
blanket. Yeah, kind of like Charlie Brown with the blanket. I was just going to say that, kind of like that, Charlie Brown with the blanket.
Yeah.
Okay. So do we have any contact numbers or resources for our family that's tuning in today to our show for autism support, or we can come back to that? All right. So Find a Rainbow Day. Find a Rainbow Day. That is interesting. I am interested in knowing what that is. So I will tackle that. If you can tackle the resources for our family. Okay. So Find a Rainbow Day. What is that? I am interested in knowing what that was, what it is. Okay. So for those of you that don't know, because I don't know what some of these national days are, but National Find a Rainbow Day, it says that April showers are going to bring more than just May flowers. That's an old school saying I used to hear my mom and my mother say all the time. On April 3rd, we get to celebrate National Find a Rainbow Day. Rainbows have always felt somewhat magical to us. And who can blame us? Rainbows are beautiful and a little mysterious. On this colorful day, we can really find time to explore and relish in one of nature's greatest beauties. History of National Find a Rainbow Day. Okay, here we go. Rainbows are caused by the reflection, refraction, and dispersion of light in water, resulting in a visual spectrum of light appearing in the sky, taking the form of a multicolored arc. All right, guys, go ahead and mute your lines. They always appear on the side of the sky directly opposite to the sun. Don't go chasing rainbows because they're not necessarily located at a specific distance from where you observe them. They're an optical illusion viewed from a certain angle to a relative light source, meaning the closer you try to get, the further away it goes. Even if you see someone who appears to be standing right beneath the rainbow, they'll see a different rainbow further off into the distance. In the words of Kermit the Frog, rainbows are visions, they're only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So that's it. So there we go with that. That is National Rainbow Day. Any questions or comments about that before we go on, Ms. Kim?
No, none.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so the next thing we have is Hug a New Person Day, or Hug a News Person Day. And so basically, I mean, I think that's self-explanatory. Hug a News Person Day is basically hugging a news reporter, giving a news reporter a hug and thanking them for their great services that they provide. And I will confirm that and give you guys that information.
Yeah. That dates all the way back to 1596.
Really? That's another one that we're just now hearing about.
National, yeah, I never heard of that one.
I've never heard of that before in my life. But okay, all right. So we have that. Okay, and then World Health Day. So let's tackle World Health Day. When did that begin? World Health Day.
World, you know, it's good that we have this World Health Day during April because we have our frontline nurses that are assisting everyone with the COVID going on, and they are getting paid a little bit more, but they are still risking their lives. So I'm thankful for this National World Health Day. I'm not seeing when National World Health Day started. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So can we let's just go with the definition if you don't have the when it actually started.
Okay, so definition is celebrating nurses and midwives, reminding leaders of the nurses and midwives' critical role that they play providing treatment and care for their patients. So their tagline was support nurses and midwives.
And so that's National Health Day.
That is National Health Day. Well,
okay. So that's good information, but we don't have a year. Okay, that's fine. So, and that, so we have already covered April Fool's Day, National Walking Day, World Autism Awareness Day, Find a Rainbow Day, Hug a News Person Day, and World Health Day. So now we are at the point now where we're going to talk about relationships. So, Ms. Kim, this is an area that you cover as well on your podcast. Divorce. I guess let's talk about divorce. Why do you think the divorce rate is so high in the community and especially within the Black community? So let's go with that first.
I feel, in my personal opinion, like people get married for the wrong reasons, and so they don't really know what marriage really is. So when you get into it and you get into the thick of it, because it's blending each other's lives, you know, you have one person who comes from a certain background and then the other person who was raised a certain way, and now you're coming together. And you have to become one, which is very, very difficult. So I think if you're getting married, oh, you're thinking, oh, yeah, this person, we're going to have sex or we're going to do so-and-so. And when you get into it and it's not what you thought it was going to be, now you're looking for a way out because you weren't really that committed in the first place. You didn't really understand what marriage was to begin with.
Well, do you think it was a question of commitment or circumstance? Now, granted, and this is my question, right? So granted, you have marriage, right? People that enter into marriage, some for the right reasons, some for the wrong reasons. So let's deal with the ones that enter marriage for the right reasons.
Okay.
You know, they want to have children first, you know, before they get married. They want to honor the woman and, you know, have children with her, get married, have children, you know, do all that stuff that, you know, that we're taught as children. And, you know, most of us grew up in the church. So that's things that we are taught in the church. Right. So all of that happens, you know, so then there's a recession And then the man doesn't feel like a man because he feels like he's not able to take care of and provide for his family as he was before. And that's a lot of strain. So they've had three children, right, from the time they met to the time they married, and now, you know, there's that recession and there's this, that, and the other going on. And then there's the fighting over the money and finances, because finances play a huge role in marriage. And if a brother ain't bringing that money to the table, the sister like, hey, I'm wearing the pants around here, Jack. What you got to say about it? Matter of fact, get out. So yeah, go ahead.
This is perfect because I was raised as a strong Black woman. My mom was a single parent. I watched her do everything. And then, you know, a lot of women are really teaching their daughters, you know, regardless, to respect their husbands, to know how to be submissive to their husbands, regardless of what position he's in, you know, make him, you know, women are basically, like you said, they're overpowering the relationship. They feel like they're in control and not knowing how to deal with the flip that has happened. The man was the breadwinner, or he was bringing it in the money, and now he's not. That role change kind of is confusing, and a lot of people, they struggle right there.
Speaking of confusing, really quick, for our listeners that are tuning into our radio show now, we will have a question and answer segment. The number to call into is area code 712-770-4985. 712-770-4985, and you want to enter an access code. The access code is 886-960-POUND, 886-960-POUND. And, so joining us again is Ms. Kim, and we are talking now about relationships. We're talking about divorce. Go ahead, Kim.
Yes. So sometimes if the woman or the man hasn't been, you know, properly trained or taught how to be a man, how to be a woman in those hard times, and I think that it creates conflict in the marriage and ultimately breaks down, especially finances can break down a marriage very quickly. And I don't know, it's a touchy subject because Who's to blame? You know, is it the man? Is it the woman? Should the woman be very supportive of her man during his hard times? Yes. But does the bills need to be paid at the same time? Yes. So you kind of have to do a reset when you're married, because you might be, you know, you might have started off in a good place. Now that you're not in a good place, you kind of have to sit down, and this is the step that's being missed, sitting down, discussing where we are and how do we get out of this mess that we're in as a couple. People begin to look at that person, the other person, as the enemy instead of looking at them as a team. You know, we're a team. We need to get through this together. Instead, they start focusing on themselves more and looking at that other person as, ooh, I can do without you, you know, and that is the breakdown of the marriage when you're no longer a unit and you're operating in your own, within your own self.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because now my question is, are men relevant? Are men relevant? And if so, are Black men relevant? And if Black men are relevant, how are Black men relevant? If Black men are not relevant, how are Black men relevant?
I mean, Black men are absolutely relevant. They are needed. It's the backbone of the family. It's how God orchestrated. If you grew up in the church, you know that the man is the head. And without that, the woman is the neck. So either without the man, you know, the neck can't stand up. You know, the head is going to fall off without the neck as well. So you need both of those roles, you know, doing their job, because that's what keeps the family together. The man is absolutely essential for women. A lot of women are throwing up the independent, you know, they holding that up and saying, oh, I'm independent, I can do it all by myself. And a lot of times we can do it all by ourselves, but that is not how it's designed to be. So the man is needed, and after a while, the woman does finally realize, oh, I can't do all this by myself. You know, even though you might be able to pay the bills, there's other things that needs to be done that the man is needed for. So, yes, The black man is essential. All the man is essential, but definitely the black man.
And that's interesting that you mentioned that because, you know, again, with the feminist movement on the rise, it has progressed since the 1960s, the whole feminist movement.
Absolutely.
And you have the male bashing, you have the so-called toxic masculinity, you have the demonizing and criminalization of black men, not to mention brothers getting shot every day. Brothers getting murdered by police every day, unarmed. Brothers going to jail every day. How do you combat stuff like that, right? And how do you become and stay relevant with all of that stuff going on?
Well, to me, first of all, it starts in the home. When there is a father missing, he's not raising his son. This is where some of that comes into play, where the men, you know, they're lost, they're confused. They weren't guided properly because a woman, even though a lot of women scream, they can raise their kids on their own, and I, too, have raised my 17-year-old son on my own, I can see where having a man would make a difference. I can see the holes that is there because I'm a woman. There's only so much that I can do, and that's why there is a man, and that's why there is a woman, because we both bring things to the table that is essential for raising a child. So when it's missing, when that father is not there to guide that man, that young boy, and make him and help him become a man, he's missing some things. So he goes out and he's trying to find those missing things on his own. He might start selling drugs, or he might start, you know, being in the streets and street life, and he's trying to make a way for himself. He's trying to call himself a man, but the way he's going about it may be backwards because he wasn't taught properly. A lot of women don't even know that they raise these problematic men in the world, and they don't. They always upset, but you know, you kind of contribute to the problem. I know a lot of women who put their kids out when they're like 12 and 13 or 15, you know, because they're upset that the young man is trying to figure it out. He don't got a father, and instead of them, you know, helping, they put the child out. Now the child is trying to find his own way, and he creates his own path, and how it turns out, it maybe not so good.
Exactly. And before we continue, for those that are just now tuning in, we want to say thank you for tuning in. Today is World Health Day, and joining us today is Ms. Kim, that's K-E-M, from the Love Lab podcast. And I am King Ya, your host, and you can find me wherever you stream your favorite podcast. Again, you can find me wherever you stream your favorite podcast. I am asking all the listeners across the world to please go to Apple iTunes. If you don't have it, download Apple iTunes and look for the podcast entitled King Ya Speaks. I'm asking for five-star reviews for King Ya Speaks. Thank you so much. And again, go ahead and join us on the second phone number, 712-770-4985. Your access code is 886-960. Continuing the conversation, are black men relevant or men relevant? And you're speaking to Ms. Kim. Kim, go ahead.
Yes. So black men are essential. Black men are needed. Black men are necessary. But we got to start from conception. We got to start from when they're born.
Train up a child in the way that he or she should go. And when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. That's what we hear coming up in church. And that's what
Absolutely.
We've always been told, right? And it takes a village to raise a child. It takes more than just that family. It takes a whole community, a disciplined community. And I grew up in a very disciplined community, okay? So we don't have that community base anymore. We don't have that neighborhood anymore. We just have what's commonly called the hood. What good is a car if it only has a hood, right?
Yes.
So that's the same as a community. If it's just a hood, what good is it, and how is it benefiting, you know, people in that hood, especially when it's no longer a community and it's no longer a neighborhood, right?
Right.
So that creates, you know, another spectrum. We talk about spectrums of problems, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so how you doing? How you feeling today? I don't even remember if I got a chance to ask you. How's your day going?
It's going good. It's beautiful outside, you know, even though we can't enjoy it the way we normally would. It's just like a reset for us. You know, we kind of are looking at the world in a different way that we've never, some of us have never seen before. So taking advantage of the downtime, because before we are so busy. We're so going to this, doing that. And now it's like, nope, now what are we going to do? So just kind of rethinking everything and resetting our minds. But when it does go back to normal, there we shouldn't be the same that we were before, how we were before. This should be a chance for us to kind of rethink everything, how we've been moving and doing things. So it's been good for me. It's been really eye-opening for me. So
very well said. Very well said. Very well said. And I appreciate you for sharing the information with our listeners today and chiming in on these topics and these days that we got coming up, you know, throughout the month of April. It's a lot, you know, coming up next week. You know, at the end of the week, again, we got Encourage a Young Writer Day on April 10th, and we have National Siblings Day also on April 10th. And on April 11th, we have National Pet Day. So if you have pets, you know, that's National Pet Day.
That's the good one. That's the good one.
Yeah.
Encourage Young Writers Day on April 10th is good, because talking to our youth about their ideas, about their dreams, what they want to do when they get